And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Mac Jones got it out there that he was teaching you the offense at the time.
Is that, oh, boy.
No, I actually learned a lot about the offense from Steve Sarkisian. I spent some time with him, and then from Bryce Young.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen!
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I think my blackjack dealer's name was Helene.
You hate this.
Was miserable.
Oh, man, I love
it. Define miserable.
Didn't crack a smile. Didn't speak. I'm like, listen, I'm not great in math, so go slow.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Very good experience.
I like the bounciness, I know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, because they're bouncy.
They were, yeah.
You know, they're not like those foam type of mattresses.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimy. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
One both, and then the gentleman got up to leave. New dealer, I said, adios.
Very demure, very mindful.
Very mind, yes.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill! Show! All right. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
We made it.
We did. We made it. We are back in the studio after our Foxwoods excursion and excellent time for most of us. Wiggy, are you over the anger at the dealer or is that lingering?
Hey, you can't worry about what you ain't got no more, man. Kay. It's gone.
All right.
Money gone, man.
Have you written a complaint to Foxwoods about your dealer yet?
No, but I should write a strongly worded email.
I would.
About hiring people that enjoy doing their jobs.
How'd you play yesterday?
I did not play well in the golf tournament. I mean, I personally played well. The foursome did not play well.
Oh, no.
So we did not go home in the money. But excellent event. Great time. A little bit of lingering rain. Forecast was a little bit off yesterday on this show, but...
What happened? You only got to have three Manhattans on the course?
It was the rain. You had told me no rain, and it rained virtually as soon as I hit the first tee yesterday, Curtis.
Well, God was crying at your golf swing.
But it was an excellent day, a lot of fun, and a great show yesterday. I really enjoyed getting to talk to Jake Knapp,
who turns
out to be a really good guy. Wiggy turned in suddenly to a golf guy. He's probably going to watch President's Cup action all weekend.
No,
from Canada.
I'm not. No, I won't.
You won't be watching?
No, I won't watch any golf.
Okay. You have a renewed interest a little bit.
If Shime does his golf report and says, oh, this guy's going to play, maybe I'll just check it out.
Check it out.
Because I can say, like, oh, I know him.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no, I won't watch any golf.
You would like to have an all 22s when it comes to golf, if possible.
No, I just, you know, there are certain things that don't kind of interest me. In golf and NASCAR, one of them.
But you found his personality and his story interesting. So I think you would actually really like Full Swing on Netflix. Like, I think that you would enjoy watching that because you're... you stereotyping golfers in a certain way, you would be very surprised watching Full Swing.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, he was like a real down-to-earth type of dude, and I did have like this certain thought process to what golfers are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I thought it was just, you know.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, well, I mean, I tend to do that like everybody in America. Yeah. So,
Sean, good morning.
Morning, Greg. Wiggy just wants the YouTube highlight version of the Jake Knapp affair. That's all he cares about. Rooting for his guy. I appreciate that. Yeah. You're foxhole guy, Wiggy.
Yeah,
that's what we
mean,
love about you.
It's like I feel like, oh, my son followed him because my son's big into golf.
Yeah.
So he followed him. And then the dude was like, yo, if your kid needs any tips, tell him to holler at me. So
okay.
So,
all right. So now we understand. You're going to get free golf lessons from a PGA Tour professional.
My kid might get some tips. But
that last name, Wiggins, sure pays off.
I don't know if you guys saw the story last night on Wiggy's story that Johnny Bart is starting a golf podcast.
No, I did not see that.
Corny don't ride with Johnny Bart.
Why do you keep saying that? Stop saying that.
I mean, that's what you said.
That is not what I said at all.
I know. This is what I said. I said every time we talk about the dating show on here, I always bring up, yo, Johnny Bart would be down.
Yeah.
Anytime.
For those who don't know who Johnny Bart is.
Yes.
He's a longtime friend of yours.
Yes.
Who
Boston legend, East Boston legend.
Yes, recently got out of jail.
Yes, prison.
Prison. And he is now out and about and doing some really good things.
Yeah, he has his own clothing line. He's all over the place doing interviews. But we all remember we had the Valentine's Day show where it was...
it's called Valentine's Day, yes.
We had that where...
The blind dating game.
The blind dating game. Yes. So I was like, you know, Johnny would be great at it. You know, he's out there shining. And I'm always telling Courtney, hey, if you know any... You know,
I've presented him to many a woman,
and they're always like,
"Oh, I see. Okay,
that's not my fault.
He's an ex-con.
That's not my fault."
And then as soon as Seal Smoke Show and somebody else, another female came on, and Cody was like, "Oh, you guys should do our dating show
because the Twitch was asking for Seal Smoke to be the next date." And then all laughed. Me, Greg, and Curtis laughed when you were like, "Yeah, her and Johnny Bart." Right.
Yeah.
And then you just said, "Courtney, why do you hate Johnny?
Yeah,
I love." Johnny.
So you're trying to get Courtney.
Yeah.
Just to summarize this, please. Because we have a lot of sports to get to.
Yeah.
You're trying to get Courtney to set up Johnny Bart, your friend, who has recently gotten out of prison.
Yep.
With one of her friends, and she refuses to do it.
No, I'm trying to get her to co-sign. I'm trying to. Well, that's part. But I'm also getting her to try to co-sign.
Why will she? I don't understand why she wouldn't do
Greg?
That.
Because he's
a great guy. He has. I will say this.
Yep.
People deserve second chances.
That's what I'm saying.
And the fact that you don't want to give a second chance to this man is somewhat troublesome.
It was one woman. One woman. Wiggy asked me to set him up with.
Okay. No, I said you said you know, because this is where it all started from.
No, it started with Sophia. That's where it started.
Who's Sophia?
Bruin Sophia.
Sophia Yurkstevich.
Oh, well, she wanted to come on and do the dating game. No. It started
you
with
said
your cousin.
No, you said Johnny Bart is interested in Sophia.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I said my boy Rendell from D.C.
Oh, it's
liked
another guy.
Sophia.
Courtney, it's another guy who just got out of prison.
No, so see, there you go. Guy. She don't even remember.
Johnny Bart was never interested in my cousin.
No, you said your cousin would be perfect for the dating show. And I said, oh, why don't you, Johnny, why don't we set them up, hook it up? And you were like...
And I said, she's too young.
No, she's not.
Yes,
she's 26.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what? So what? God. Johnny Bott looks great for his age. So
I agree.
What?
Young, I agree.
Older gentleman can't find love. Greg's found love with a younger woman.
Right.
And so I said,
By the way, the man was able to keep himself in tip-top shape in prison.
Tip-top shape.
Yes, he looks great.
Because of the prison yard calisthenics.
Yes.
he looks fantastic.
A lot of pull-ups.
Now I need to send a DM.
Little workout, little weightlifting action out in the prison yard. Mm-hmm. Shime always does a guy well.
Was he like hanging by his legs from his bunk doing sit-ups in the air?
Yeah, probably have all that kind of stuff. So I said,
making a little prison wine in the toilet while hanging off.
Yeah, letting it ferment
off of his bunk.
And yes. I'm reading about the appeal that was filed on behalf of Johnny Bott. Yes. And I got to tell you, some of these feds did him dirty with the illicit recording of conversations. Undercover officers posing as drug customers.
That is the feds for you.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know. I'm just, it's like every time I bring up Johnny and Dayton, Courtney's always like moving
She's
on.
She's cap.
Yeah.
She is cap.
So I told her.
That's not what that means. So that doesn't make any sense. But
I told her if there's like 50s Hells Angels that come rolling down Broadway looking for Courtney Cox.
See, now everybody, and good morning.
Don't call me Curtis.
Listen, good morning and hello to everybody. It's a Friday. So you can expect this on the whole entire show, and I'm here for it. But hello to those who are listening on the any of the radio stations we have all over New England, on the Odyssey app, those who are streaming the show.
Those are reformed and back in part of society.
Correct,
good morning. Hello.
Those in the Twitch chat are asking what Johnny Bott was in for.
Let's not get into that. I'm reading this. It's not great, so let's just keep it.
No, it was multiple things. But like he'll tell you, he's not the same Johnny Bott from then that he is now.
Not the same guy who went in.
Yeah, no, he's completely different.
Came out a different guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was young.
Scared straight, if you will.
I wouldn't say scared straight, but I'd say a young 20-something who, you know, learned from his ways and paid his debt back to society. So
I love it.
Now he's just out here trying to sell some cool T-shirts. Make sure you go follow him and get his T-shirts, Official Johnny Bott.
I follow him.
And find love, but Courtney keeps shooting the love down.
That's not true.
All right.
And Sophia was my other boy.
And to just let everybody know, I'm seeing some texts. Johnny Bott was not my prison pen pal. That was someone else.
Guy. Yeah. Different guy. Different guy.
So.
Different guy.
I support those that are serving time.
Cowboys eke out a win last night.
Nah.
Ooh, Shime. Tough second one for your spreadsheet.
Damn.
That's two L's.
Yeah, it was a five points, right? Yeah.
As I stated yesterday, it was a bet I was thinking of making. I didn't even fully commit to it.
Nope,
so
if you say thinking, it's going on the dock.
That's not exactly how it is. It should be if I say, yeah, you should bet this, that's when it should go on the dock.
How does one go about getting a guy like Malik Nabers? Can anybody... Good.
I think you draft him.
Yeah. Is that how you do that?
I think that's how that works.
Now, remind me, on your final mock draft, Shime, which came out the day after the draft, didn't you have him at 6?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely did.
Thank you. I mean...
Yeah. He's awesome.
Could you argue... Too early to argue, but I'm going to do it anyway. Could you argue that the New England Patriots perhaps should have chosen him and gone and got a veteran quarterback... Not Jacoby Brissett, somebody else to be the quarterback.
So you mean like a Justin Fields, like when we were initially talking about that?
I mean, I think they probably would have taken Marvin Harrison Jr., but you couldn't go wrong with him or Malik Nabers. But no, I think that you have to get the quarterback.
Yeah.
I initially had that feeling, Greg, but if you believe Drake May can be a very good to great quarterback, then you have him elevate those around him.
When you're looking at the third guy being taken, Curtis.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that if the Patriots didn't take Drake May at 3, somebody was going to take him at 4.
Right.
So the NFL did not view Drake May as a reach. They would have viewed Malik Nabers or maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. as a reach there.
And I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday, which was really interesting. They will always say, like, build a team like San Francisco where you don't need the quarterback. But they're saying, well, isn't the issue in San Francisco is that the quarterback can't get you over the hump? So isn't it better to build the team with the quarterback first, get the quarterback, and then build around that guy versus going to get a Malik Nabers or even a Marvin Harrison Jr. without the quarterback?
Right. You need to be perfect with everything else if you don't have a great quarterback. And as the 49ers have shown, it's not that easy.
Okay. Right. The Brock Purdy hate is real. Like, I don't know that the issue when it comes to the 49ers is that the quarterback can't get you over the hump.
I think he struggled last year in the playoffs. I think he really, really struggled in the playoffs. And when you look at his...
I wouldn't say really, really struggled.
Look at his performance.
I know, I'm pulling it up right now. I don't think it was as bad as you're remembering.
Well, didn't he throw like two interceptions in the divisional round or something like that? So I think the question becomes, you look at San Francisco, if you dropped... Let's take Patrick Mahomes out of the
call. He had one interception overall in the postseason.
Okay, let's take Patrick Mahomes out of the conversation. Let's say you dropped Justin Herbert on the 49ers.
They win the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I mean, I think that team is...
Do they have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl with him or Brock Purdy?
But the success of that team is more about the others, more about Christian McCaffrey when he was healthy, more about the others on that team.
No, because McCaffrey's been like the best running back in the league for the past 3 or 4 years, and he couldn't get it done in Carolina because it was just him. What I'm saying is, if you drop Justin Herbert to answer the question, I know it might be a little bit... who gives you a better chance
of... Are you saying answer the question?
No, who gives you a better chance of winning the Super Bowl, Herbert or Purdy?
It's Herbert.
It's Herbert. It's not even close.
But I don't think Brock Purdy is as bad as you make him out. Or
Brock Purdy
as irrelevant, to use that term, mm-hmm. as you make him out to be. I mean, I think he's a game manager plus quarterback.
Who has the...
And how many game manager plus quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl?
We had one here for 20 years.
Who you're going to make Curtis mad right away.
I would say he was a game manager in Super Bowl 36.
Yeah.
And then in the other six Super Bowls he won, he was not. The NFL today is far different than the NFL in 2001.
I'd say maybe give you two or three, like Trent Dilfer with Baltimore, maybe Brad Johnson when they won it with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Like guys that you look at and go, all right, these guys are game managers.
And the NFL shifted in like 2013. Mm-hmm. So like anything about the past is really not relevant because the NFL is entirely predicated on supporting the offense, specifically the passing game. And Brock Purdy did not have a single game with the best offense in the NFL in three playoff games last year where his rating was over 89.
Right. So he had a bad, like I said, he wasn't great in the playoffs. And when you look at their team, just the San Francisco's 49ers team on paper, aren't they hands down the best roster?
When everybody's healthy, you look at Kittle and you look at Debo and you look at Christian McCaffrey, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, and everybody be relatively healthy. And so you weren't able to do it last year with all those guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Cowboys get a win. I'm guessing that Bill Belichick is not happy about that, but...
He's still pretty happy.
You think he's pretty happy?
Was it like a convincing win over like a bad Giants team?
Another crappy Thursday night product.
On the show today, we will get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And apparently you can add Robert Ninkovich to the list of those who are not on Team Wiggensheim when it comes to Drake May starting. So, Wiggy, might want to cover your ears when we get to They Said It at 7 on this morning show.
Another sheep. Mm-hmm. Another sheep who got caught in the headlights.
It's a Patriots Friday, so Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30. And then we'll get to Courtney and today's news at 7:45. And I believe news today includes a brand new Wiggy feature on this program. It's called "Would You Eat It?" So we will get to
Foodie Friday. I like it.
Yeah, we'll get to "Would You Eat It?" during the news with Courtney, and we'll talk about what a New York restaurant is serving with their fried chicken Sandy, which has some egged out. So that is coming up during the news on today's show. But right now, Courtney with an update on what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox kick off their last series of the season tonight with the Rays at Fenway Park. 7:10 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You got to make sure to start listening at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then we've got Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione, who have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Curtis has been teasing it, but be prepared for a weekend full of A-listers to give Joe his roses.
Yeah.
Flowers.
It could be roses or parties. What's the matter?
I'm just always just a little bit off.
Right. Roses was fine.
Yeah, you could go really? That way. Yeah, you could go that way.
And Courtney, that's why you're awesome on the show. You have to embrace it.
I know.
Unless you're suggesting that Joe is going on the Golden Bachelor or something like that, or
is Joe happily married? I don't want to overstep.
Yes, very happily.
Yes, very happily. I think one of those fellas has been married for, you know, a good 60 years or something like that, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Probably very happy.
Yeah, I always
and
have.
And now they're in the process of applying the ricotta cheese, folding the eggplant over.
That was an award-winning segment during the pandemic. Curtis, remember that? Cooking with Joe Castiglione. I'm just sad that people weren't really listening to the radio during the pandemic because they missed that gem of the segment.
Mozzarella on top of the eggplant. Inside the eggplant is the ricotta.
There is nothing quite as unsettling as driving on the Pike by yourself to an empty studio to sit next to Ken and talk to people all at home remotely in an empty radio station.
Another bad day today for the remote workers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. See the news yesterday? Maybe I'll save it for my lead. I don't know. But the hits keep coming.
Oh, boy.
So Joe will do all three games. I think on Sunday he's doing three innings, Curtis, and then sharing some time with family and friends up there in the booth.
That's right. And yeah. Ken is bringing up a cake from Shaw's.
But it sounds to me like you'll probably get to hear from Pedro. I'm assuming David Ortiz. All of the bigs.
Ooh.
Paying the due respect to Joe Castiglione, who has been the voice of the Boston Red Sox on this radio station, on this radio network, on the Odyssey app for decades.
Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys take down the Giants in Thursday Night Football. 20-15 was your final. Scary situation for Micah Parsons, who went down with an apparent ankle injury. He said x-rays looked clean after, but he's set for an MRI today. He had it elevated with ice on after when media was around. In college football, as folks wait to see if Hurricane Helene will impact any games, the only matchup canceled currently is the game between Florida A&M and Alabama A&M, which has been postponed till November 29th. NFL games that could be impacted, Eagles at Bucks and Saints at Falcons. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
Did you see the president's pre-order when it comes to the Alabama-Georgia game this weekend?
No, didn't see it. Hopefully he's rocking with them dogs.
He's going to be in a suite, and he's put in his pre-order for food. I could share that if you want when we come back.
Oh, I love it.
And we can rate that.
I like that.
End of quote. Repeat the line.
No, the former president.
Trump's going to be there.
Former president, Sean.
My fault. I missed the former part.
That's okay. You'll probably still wager on Biden being there, but that's all right.
Yeah. I mean, he might stumble in. So
he might. All right. Curtis, you have the weather?
I do. Just for those who would like to rewrite history, and it was not me who wanted to talk about this, Tom Brady in Super Bowl 38, the game Wiggy lost, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, a rating of over 100. The Super Bowl 39 that made the team a dynasty, 3 out of 4, back-to-back. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, a passer rating of 110.2. So not exactly anywhere near Brock Purdy.
Game manager adjacent.
If adjacent means next to a mansion, sure. 60 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high 75.
Sean, you're such a Creed simp.
I love that song so much.
It's okay.
It's just a Friday. It was wonky. So what better way to start the day than play some Creed?
What's wonky?
Oh, just like I felt like the start of our show was just peak content. And so for me, the way I adjacent peak content is with Creed.
Okay. All right.
Oh, the How way do you feel accompany. This morning?
Adjacency, whatever. What was that? I'm
you
sorry,
don't
Courtney?
Adjacent something.
Yeah, I know. I used it the wrong way. I apologize. Let's
How do you feel
forward.
This morning?
Not great, but you know, we're powering through. I needed a little bit of energy. Creed provided that. I feel good. Let's move.
We appreciate
Let's mosey.
It. No days off, Shine.
None.
No days off.
No one hit wonders driving. For them. Creed, right?
No.
No.
Oh, God.
Banger albums.
Hit there you go.
Hit after hit after hit.
That whole album, I'm pretty sure, charted.
It is a paper.
Charted, okay. I want to make sure after this week.
Yeah. No, there wasn't an S in front of that. It charted.
It's a Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 this morning. Before that, we will get to They Said It at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And big college football game this weekend, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Your Bulldogs and Bama.
Yep.
Top 5 SEC matchup. And the former president will be in attendance. And he will be in a suite with Alabama businessman Rick Mayers, who invited him to the game.
Oh, damn.
And apparently you have to pre-order when it comes to the food that one can enjoy in the suite during a game in Tuscaloosa. And so if we know what the president has ordered, if you'd like to go over.
Hey, bring some Cokes in, please.
Donald Trump requested 2 McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches with cheese.
Oh, wow.
All
right. No, thank you.
Yeah, nah, I'm with you on that one.
No, thank you.
That is an awful order.
There is a
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Correct. There is...
Great point, Courtney.
It's a filet of something, but I don't think it's fish.
Yeah.
But anyway.
People love them, though.
It actually stands for catch of the day.
2 Filet-O-Fish sandwiches with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Domino's pizza.
Oh, yum. Wow.
What in the world?
Stadium hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
And Diet Coke.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
who doesn't?
This is not accurate. He drinks Coke.
Apparently, Curtis.
He's on a diet.
He's
now.
On a diet.
I do not believe.
You hey, bring some Cokes in, please.
You have to look good when it comes to an election. And so it's probably. That's it. Going with the Diet Cokes.
That is a healthy spread.
Yeah, that is. The Diet Coke, sure enough, makes it healthy.
Yep.
The Domino's, too, huh?
Yeah, some Domino's.
I told you Domino's is back.
You know
Domino's
what?
Domino's is disgusting.
I will give you that.
Thank you.
I was down on Domino's, and I think I don't know if it was a rebrand or a new recipe or whatever. The thin crust one that they have is really good.
Oh, I haven't tried that one. Yeah. I like, what's it called, Shime?
I'm sorry, which one?
The Domino's. What pan do I like it?
Oh, the handmade pan?
Yeah, the handmade pan.
If you have to stipulate that it was made by hand.
How does Shime know how you like your pizza?
Because we were discussing it. Oh. We both like it the same way.
Oh. Yes.
Shime, I like Domino's too?
I love Domino's.
Greg, what other foods do you like?
How does Johnny Bart like his pizza?
I'm not sure if Johnny
Bart... Five-finger discount?
Johnny Bart is... He is a law-abiding citizen.
Oh, yeah, he's on the straight and narrow now.
And everything
we know a guy, but we would never eat Domino's.
Everything is A-OK between Johnny Bart and I.
Oh, I see.
Said, Wiggy's stirring the pot. He said, isn't that a daily thing?
Oh, excellent. Okay.
I think you might want to check my text messages. Because Johnny Bart's like, what? He's not cool enough to be hanging out and dating some of your friends?
I would love to set him up with one of my friends. I
want him to set
coolest.
Him up with your cousin.
Yes, my cousin is off the market right now.
Before she was off the market. Come to find out, you don't like older guys dating younger girls.
Nope. Her mom and dad, actually, have many years apart.
You said Johnny Bart. I said he's... You said, how old is he? I said, 55, but he looks like he's 35. You said, too old for my cousin. Why?
I just... She said it's too old.
Uh-huh. And I said, would you?
I can't force somebody to go on a date,
by
the way.
Would you be cool with great Greg dating your cousin?
And I said no.
And you said no.
Correct.
And you like...
Your point?
Why? What's wrong with an older gentleman finding love?
With Gregory and my cousin, it's blood in my boss. So if they break up, that would be... And Greg's in a very good relationship right now.
No, I'm saying prior to this. We know this is what you're saying. But Johnny's not blood, and he's not your boss.
And Brooke said he was too old.
That sounded like...
So, take it up with Brooke.
Sounds like you think that older guys shouldn't be dating younger ladies.
I do not. You can ask Brooke.
No. Curtis, you should have been in here for the off the air.
Yeah, the Johnny Bart slander.
No, it was more Greg slander. Like,
oh really?
Wait, my cousin's too
young. Is that how it went, Greg?
Greg, you tell me.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I understand your explanation.
Thank
it
you.
Did sound originally when Wiggy started it like you didn't think that there should be any age differential between people who are dating.
Did I try to put anything between my friend and you at the wedding or the many times after?
Yeah, but that's not really dating.
Right.
And that's a one-off.
Those were very brief things.
Yeah. That's also back when I was for them screets.
Yes. Now he's a happily cuffed up man.
Remember that?
Right. Yes. Now he's operating a dog Instagram account.
He's on doggy duty.
All right.
Picking
well,
up
anyway,
poop in the elevator.
That's it.
We have got a lot to get to of some importance on this show, so let's do it right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Good one, Shime. Wiggy loved the movie.
Oh, man.
I've yet to see the movie.
It's a good movie. But it's Bob Marley. I feel like Bob Marley is just, you know, the movie's great, and then you kind of see how his life played out, and just his music. His music is like that timeless music that no matter what year it is, where it is, you play that, everybody's catching a vibe.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. My lead can be seen on Twitch this morning, if Mitch would help me out. Our guy, Jaylen Brown, making the rounds on Twitter and Instagram yesterday, and holy smokes.
What?
This guy is ripped.
That is a Marvel character.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he's like trying to be the next Black Panther, maybe, because he is cut to pieces. This guy, if that doesn't scream, I'm pissed off during the offseason because people overlooked me for the Olympics. I'm just going to get yoked and make everybody look bad. Mm. I don't know what does. Jaylen Brown, I feel like he just won the finals MVP, might be on a revenge tour to begin 2024 here in the next season. So I am very excited for what we get to see from Jaylen Brown in the very near future.
Wow.
Damn.
Pissed at the Olympics, the U.S. Olympic Committee, pissed at Nike, pissed at everybody.
And yep. He is. I mean, God, that is it. That is just
a specimen. Shime, put that on your wall. That should be your yoke.
That's what I need to work towards.
All right. It's a good goal right
here. We've lost Courtney.
No, I mean, Tatum's in such great shape. Look at how much smaller Tatum looks next to him.
Tatum looks tiny.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Shime. Thank you,
Jeez.
Girl.
All right.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry to get it back on the field, but Jaylen did. I saw that stopped me in my tracks. So I have a basic set of questions. So first of all, do you guys, like me, believe that it is far more likely in 2 years that Gerard Mayo is here and Alex Van Pelt is not?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you believe that there are elements to Gerard Mayo's coaching staff that will change next year from this year?
Yes.
Okay. So I am 1,000% out on the plan with Drake May. The only reason Drake May is currently the only reason that Jacoby Brissett is the current starting quarterback is because he has been through three games and he has thrown zero interceptions. He's only thrown one touchdown pass, but he hasn't been making mistakes, and he's been making Alex Van Pelt look okay. I believe that Gerard Mayo is encouraging players and coaches on his staff to publicly praise the performance of Drake May so as to apply pressure on Robert Kraft and the organization to get Drake May in sooner rather than later.
Whoa!
It's okay. The only thing that makes sense to me. Because DeMarcus Covington, we're going to hear it during They Said It in about 20 minutes, said yesterday about, just waxed poetic on the greatness of Drake May.
Yeah.
The defensive backs coach, Pellegrino, said that he, quote, hated seeing how good the Drake May was progressing, saying, quote, I hate you. That was a great throw the other day at practice.
That story is weird.
No, it's not. Like, it's that he's like, damn, you're so effing good. You're making us look bad so soon.
But the fact that it's out there, I think, adds to your conspiracy theory. You have a defensive backs coach who's running up to Drake May after an unbelievable, never before made in the NFL throw and saying, I hate you. And then that's immediately out there, like how good he is.
Right. The only reason you keep playing Jacoby Brissett is so that you can mitigate any sort of damage so that the defense can win a couple games. We all saw the Jets game. This team's not a playoff team. And the way Gerard Mayo speaks immediately after a game, when he hasn't had the sort of debrief with the organization, has been the reality of how he feels. And he wants that guy in there, and he's allowing and encouraging people in the organization to support Drake May publicly.
Well, we will, reminder, we will talk with Gerard Mayo in person on Monday after Sunday's game. Great lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
Up next, Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and a lead from yours truly. It is a Patriots Friday, and we will talk with Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai in about 40 minutes at 7:30 before they get on a jet aeroplane and head west and get ready for the 49ers this weekend. But right now, Courtney and her lead. Hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody. The President's Cup turned a bit spicy yesterday between Tom Kim and Scottie Scheffler. I don't know if you saw this. Mitch has video of it going down, but Kim buried a 30-foot putt and decided to celebrate a bit.
Oh, oh boy.
Scotty didn't really like that much.
Uh-huh.
So then he buried his own 30-foot putt and celebrated right in his face back. Now, Scotty Scheffler is reported to be quite the trash talker in Dallas. But on the tour, you know, they're supposed to keep things a bit close to the chest.
What was that?
They're supposed to be demure, yes, and mindful. This, to me, great for the game.
Yeah.
This is a bad boy you want to root for. This is a guy who went to jail and is now getting in folks' face.
Oh,
this
okay.
is would good you, for
would,
golf.
As an ex-con, would you set him up with your cousin?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. No, because okay, he's yes. age-appropriate.
Okay.
What was that?
Yeah. So good for the game of golf. I think more of this gets people excited, gets people, like, people love watching hockey for the fights. They love when there's any type of conspiracy theory of people hating each other on a field.
Yep.
This is good for golf.
All right. US v. Canada all weekend long when it comes to the President's Cup, Shine.
It's international.
International team.
It was U.S. versus Canada, it'd already be over.
Oh, it would already be over.
True. Yeah, it would be like Scottie Scheffler versus Nick Taylor.
Right.
That's an errant shot at Canada.
They have two golfers like that are any good. Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin, and I think that's about it.
It's erratic. We go there when we need something we forgot about.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So here's what I want all these people to do. I wrote it down in my notes, so I want to make sure I get it out properly. All right? So give me a reasonable and logical explanation other than Drake May's going to get killed to why he should not be playing. I implore, is it implore or employee?
Yeah. No, implore.
Implore all you Drake May shouldn't be playing guys to give me a reason other than that on why he should not be playing.
When do you want them to call? Because we have They Said It next.
Call anytime.
7:20 maybe?
Whatever time you want them to call.
Okay.
Here's the pros on why he should be playing. He'll get the experience that he needs. He'll be able to work with the young receivers. He gives you something with his legs in the running game that you don't get from the current quarterback. And it allows him to obviously learn coverages on the job in real time with the offensive coordinator and learn the system, in the ins and outs of the system that the offensive coordinator is trying to put in. Those are just a few of the reasons of pros on why he should be playing right now. So I would say for all those who say he should not be playing other than he gets killed, give me logical and reasonable reasons on why he should not be playing.
Right. Make it make sense to us.
Bingo. And don't give me he's going to get killed.
Right.
Okay. All right, and we'll do that throughout the show, but maybe we'll focus on it at 7:20.
Yeah, because I want to hear from all the – because you notice that that's the only thing people lean to? The offensive line thinks he's going to get killed?
It's never about the talent of the actual player, which is, I thought, kind of an important quality.
Yes. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Well, it seems like, unfortunately, Angel Reese is enraged.
Uh-oh.
And she has had it with the critical narrative around her, and she is blaming the media. So she took to X yesterday and wrote the following. I'll read it verbatim. For the past 2 years, the media has benefited from my pain and me being villainized to create a narrative. They allowed this. This was beneficial to them. I sometimes share my experience of things that have happened to me, but I've also allowed this to happen to me for way too long. And now other players in the league are dealing with and experiencing the same things. This isn't okay at all. Anything beyond criticism about playing the game we love is wrong. I'm sorry to all the players that have continued to experience the same things I have. This is why I started my podcast, to take my voice
good,
back.
Good, good.
To take my voice back and to create the narrative of who I really am. At the end of the day, I don't want an apology, nor do I think this will ever stop. But something has to change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, listen, I would say.
Oh, my God.
I would say it comes with the territory, uh-huh. Angel. I would say that you got to just have a thick skin. It comes with the territory. There are people that are going to take shots at your look, your appearance, your size, this. That's just the nature of the beast. It comes with it. Don't let that stuff bother you. But as a professional athlete who.
Excuse me. Has there anybody in the league, and we'll let's just talk about rookies. Anybody who has faced more unfair criticism internally from other players, more cheap shots, more derision than Caitlin Clark?
I probably would say not.
The fan support for Caitlin Clark is much greater than what we're seeing about Angel Reese. Right. I think Angel Reese having this, and I've seen a few clips from the podcast, and the way she presents herself in the podcast is much different than the way that she's been portrayed in the basketball world.
Than the way she portrays herself in the basketball world.
Yeah, she's comes off as cocky, but I think she's talking.
Do you see when she would walk into the arenas? And it was great. We celebrated it. We're like, this is awesome for the game.
But I think she's talking about all the racial stuff that she gets, or how they, you know, talk
this,
about
like the sexual
the
stuff.
Sexual stuff.
In the WNBA as an actual silo, just the WNBA, who experiences more negative judgment based on the color of their skin, Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese?
Angel Reese.
What?
Oh yeah, Wiggy. Hands down.
Oh my
hands
God!
Down.
In the from WNBA players.
From WNBA players. Yeah, I would say Caitlin Clark
from the
players. But the players, they're not.
This isn't about the players.
Yeah,
though,
this is not about the players. This is about
because she's like friends with the players. They all hate Caitlin Clark, and they're mad that people judge them for it.
This is about the fans and how they. I can only imagine what they say to her on social media.
I looked at her comments, if those are what's been posted publicly, I can only imagine what's being said to her privately.
Yeah.
And okay, I think both can be true.
But that comes with the territory.
Not with all players. Do you think Caitlin Clark gets that?
I bet if you looked at the comments that are made to Jalen Brown, you'd be outraged.
If you look at comments anywhere, they are absolutely insane.
Yeah, they
mad
are
people.
Insane, but I guarantee you because
you see the comments that get made about us. Like,
yeah, but
imagine that like times a million.
Right, but there are stuff that gets said about us, but for the most part, no one crosses the line for the most part. Or I'm saying from my personal opinion. Crosses the race line on Twitch or something like that.
The woman line gets crossed a few
times. The woman line gets, and so that's something that is wrong, and I bet Angel Reese has to deal with that because she likes to dress sexy.
And she should.
And
she should wear whatever the
and
F
she likes
she wants.
To show her, and she likes to show off the assets that she got, and she benefits from it. But the way that men or women probably talk about her and the racial stuff that she gets, I don't know, but I bet it's nasty.
There are literally
nasty.
But both can be true. Like, the way in which the players have treated Caitlin Clark is not right. The way in which fans have treated Angel Reese is not right. Both can be true, and I think that Angel Reese having this podcast to show the other side of her, to show her how she actually handles herself is great.
Okay. Caitlin Clark actually got blamed. There's stories today. The Guardian. Caitlin Clark must keep condemning her toxic fans, projecting racism and hate. So now we're holding people accountable for what fans of the Indianapolis Fever say to Angel Reese. That is absurd.
This isn't about Caitlin
Clark, it's not
though.
About Caitlin Clark.
Of course it is,
no,
because we're talking about
Curtis.
It's about Caitlin Clark.
Here's the issue. You'll never be able to understand because you'll never have to deal with racism, the way that Angel Reese or a black person has to deal with it, or you would probably never have to deal with what a woman goes through when it comes to how vulgar and disrespectful. Yeah, people might talk about your weight like they do me or other things. They may talk about your like some of the issues you had in the past, but they're not going after your race or as a woman. Like the sexual things that they say, disgusting.
They do the weight thing with me too.
Yeah, but that don't bother us.
It hurts.
I'm saying this simply that Angel Reese's post.
I've allowed Curtis when it comes to my weight. I've allowed them to dictate the narrative.
I really have.
I'm taking it back on my podcast.
You should.
I was.
I just find it. I'm not saying they're the same or anything.
They're not even close. Not even. Nah. You're talking about.
I'm not going to sigh. You're not right. It's how we view things.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Clark being blamed for what people say about opponents of her team is absurd, as is people attacking Angel Reese based on what she looks like. But I would say Angel Reese and the way people perceive her is in relation to how she presents herself in the only time we see her. Nobody knows who Angel Reese is. None of us have ever talked to her. I don't know anything about her.
But see, that's the difference, though, right there. That statement that Curtis just made. The way we perceive her on how she carries herself is why she gets this.
Or so, it's the way she carries herself.
Right. Like, I view Troy Brown differently than I do Odell Beckham Jr. Right, I don't know either of them, but Troy Brown presents himself in a way that's different.
But listen, she should get criticism on maybe being cocky, maybe being brash, but she doesn't carry herself in a way where she deserves to be getting criticized racially or how's it called? Like sexually. Demeaned. Like that's the difference. You want to criticize Angel Reese for her cockiness, how she carries herself. I'm fine and dandy with that. But once you start talking about like you're a N-word this, die black bitch this, you're disgusting because you grew up in this type of neighborhood. It's like that's when you cross the line. And she does. No matter what she does, she don't deserve that.
Okay, well, those are today's leads.
It's a great good lead right there.
Good lead?
Yeah, and you know.
Do I get the lead filet of fish with cheese?
Yes.
You do.
Do you want the filet of fish with cheese?
No, but if that's the prize, I'll take it.
You had a very good idea about leads recently.
I did, a little idea. Do you think that towards the end of the show every day, we should figure out what the worst lead was? And then give that person a do-over?
Yeah.
Give them the lead swirly?
Are you going to be okay if you're chosen as the worst
lead? I will get chosen, I guarantee, 90% of the time.
Oh, no, I don't think that's
true. No, Courtney, you have some great leads.
Sometimes my leads just get washed right over.
And let me say this. I'm pulling a Courtney here.
Can I just... I'm going to get yelled at. Do you understand that I get yelled at?
I know, but I'm getting pissed off right now.
When we don't stick to the clock, I get yelled at.
I know, but...
You go home at 10:01 and start eating sliders and whatever.
That's true.
I have to stick around here and get dragged. But
I'm sorry. Let me say this, and I'm going to pull a Courtney here, because for like people in the Twitch, I don't really get to see the text line, but the Twitch. If anybody knows this world, I know this world. As a black kid who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, I know what it's like to deal with certain things. So when it comes to these type of conversations, I'm speaking off of facts and what I understand and what I know. I grew up in Boston in the early 90s as a black kid who grew up in an Italian neighborhood who understood what the dynamics of Boston looked like back then. You know, but I was fortunate to go to a high school in East Boston High where we were very diverse when it came to blacks and whites, and we were able to interact with each other. But I understand how demeaning some people can be in race as how you have to deal with. I don't deal with it as much now because I'm not just a average black guy who deals with it. Now I'm like, oh, that's Wiggy used to play for the Patriots. Yeah. So some people tend to...
You're below average, below the waist. That's what I heard.
I just want to get that out there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
I'm glad life you did experience. That.
I want to just give some people the world.
Somebody upset you in Twitch.
No. It's not that they upset me, but it's like...
Who was it?
No, it's just like I'm speaking facts.
Was it X-Bear?
No.
I didn't saw you.
And let me
was
tell
it Butter Guy?
And let me tell you something. Most people couldn't survive how I survived coming up.
I believe that. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to They Said It. quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Rob Ninkovich said, which unfortunately means, I guess, he is not on Team Wiggensheim when it comes to starting Drake May. So we'll get to that. Oh, and also, yet another bad day, unfortunately, for the work-from-homers. The news this morning for the remote work brigade, not good. So we'll get to that, too, coming up next.